Madison came into the world early, weighing in at barely 1 pound. She scarcely had enough blood in her tiny body to keep it going. But with blood donors like you, she beat the odds. Without the generous blood donations of perfect strangers, Madison would not be alive today. A gift of life.
Donate Blood Tuesday from 1 till 6 at St. Peter the Fisherman Catholic Church in Mountain Home.
This message is brought to you by Ozark Surgical Group, Consolidated Land Services, ASC Warranty, and J. Chafin State Farm.
Arvest Bank is proud to have been voted Best Bank by the readers of the Baxter Bulletin for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping Baxter and Marion County residents find financial solutions for life. Stop by a branch or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the customer service and respect that you and your family deserve.
Equal Housing Lender.
All right, welcome to halftime here at Panther Arena here in the boys' game between Mountain Home and Little Rock Catholic. Mountain Home leads Catholic by the score of 17-7. It was 5-2 Mountain Home after the first quarter. And then Mountain Home got some offense going in the second quarter. Let's go ahead and get some halftime stats. Leading the way for Mountain Home, Matt Jones with 5 points, but he does have 2 fouls. Also, Wyatt Gilbert with 5 points. Colton Peters, Luke Cruz with 2. Baylor Casilius with 3. Talon Benton and Hunter Bashirs played but did not score. The Bombers, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Leading the way for Little Rock Catholic, only 2 players have scored. Jordan Eddington with 4 and Parker Lloyd with 3. Several players have played but did not score for the Rockets. And Little Rock Catholic, 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. So free throws not really not much of a factor tonight. And actually... looks like it is now 19-7. Apparently, 2 more points were put on the board, and not sure where those points came from. I'm taking a look at my stat sheet, 7, 9, 14, 17. I'm not sure. Obviously, somebody was credited with a basket. Well, let's go ahead and update you. If Mountain Home wins this game, they will play the winner, and I believe it's going to be Lone Oak, but I will double-check and let you know in the girls' game. They will play in the fifth-place game tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 here at the arena. And then if Mountain Home loses, then their tournament is done. There is no seventh-place game. So so that's what's going on if on the boys' side. Now, obviously, on the girls' side between Mountain Home and BB, if Mountain Home wins, they will play Cabot tomorrow night at 6. If Mountain Home loses, they will play Searcy at 3 o'clock on Saturday. Well, I want to thank all of y'all for listening to exciting Mountain Home basketball right here on Classic Hits 101.7. Just a reminder that coming up immediately after the boys' game, we're going to have the girls' game between Mountain Home and BB. And these two teams are no strangers to one another. They were in, for 2 years, they were in the combined 5A, 6A East, or the District 2, I'm not sure what it was called, but there were some classic matchups over the last 2 years between these two schools, especially on the girls' side. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. That's going to be a great ball game. And both of those teams, as Coach Del Leonard said in his interview last night, both teams kind of mirror each other, so it ought to be a good ball game. Well, we want to say thank you to all of our sponsors for helping making these broadcasts possible. So what we're going to do is I'm going to step away for just a couple of minutes, and we're going to let you listen to some of the fine sponsors making these spots possible. And then when we come back, we're going to wrap up our halftime show and get you ready for the start of the second half between Mountain Home and Little Rock Catholic. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers! Even though 38% of the population is able to donate blood, only about 10% of those eligible actually donate blood each year. Those numbers just don't add up. Please donate blood and save lives.
Donate blood Tuesday from 1 until 6 at St. Peter the Fisherman Catholic Church in Mountain Home.
This message is brought to you by Advanced Auto Body, Baxter Regional Medical Center, Danny Porter, Century 21 Lemack Realty, and Hopper Termite and Pest.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Want a great team player to help with your holiday shopping? Get to the Locker Room on Highway 62 east of Mountain Home. They have great sales running through Christmas, so Santa can really save. Get up to 40% off Under Armour and Nike clothing and socks. All footwear is 20 to 50% off. And get 20% off school spirit apparel, including all Bomber gear. Take 20% off all hats, backpacks, and duffel bags. And save 10% on all baseball and softball equipment. It's only at the Locker Room, Highway 62 east of Mountain Home. Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations."
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.
All right, welcome back. Shane Smith back with you live here at halftime. The teams are completing their shoot around here at the arena. It is actually now officially 19-7. I'm not sure what happened. There was a discussion during halftime, so apparently there were 2 points that were added. So it is now 19-7. So as we get ready to wrap up halftime here, obviously, if you're Coach Fulcher, you got to be feeling good. You finally saw some offense, but Catholic did put together a little bit of a run toward the end of the half. So I'm sure that Coach Ezzy and Coach Klein and the rest of the staff certainly trying to motivate their kids. So we'll see what kind of second half we have here. Don't forget, we got the girls' game coming up immediately afterwards between Mountain Home and BB, and it ought to be a dandy. So you'll want to stay tuned.